nice professional
victory. I was really pleased with it. You know, it was one, obviously another 3 points on the board, which is very important for us. But also, you know, we probably didn't play as well as we have in the previous two games, but we were, like you say, pretty professional. We did the things that we needed to do in the game, and we went away with 3 points.
Just the one team going to win, though. You dominated that second half.
But you know, you still have to do the right things. You know, have to defend properly. You have to make sure that, you know, they obviously they're 2-0 down, and they go gung ho. They bring a couple of strikers on. They end up with four up front, and they start hitting it long. So their defenders and midfielders had to deal with that, which they did really well. And then also, I thought that, you know, we had a bit of variety, probably more so in the second half where we turned them. I felt a wee bit in the first half. We tried to play a lot of football, and you know, they sat in and made it difficult for us to break them down. And you know, at times you have to have a bit of variety, try and turn people. And we did that second half, and I think that was the reason that we wanted to win it.
If there was a negative, it was a penalty miss. Have you kind of decided on strategy for that?
Aye, score, that's the main strategy. No, I don't. Actually, Fraser's five, he spoke to me before the game and asked if I wanted to pick somebody, and I said to him, you're the captain, you're out there, you decide what you want to do, and I would rather have it. I've just nailed you, I would rather some, you know, just going, whoever feels good, whoever wants to do it, just go and take the penalty, you know. But the big thing for me is that, like, I don't know, I'm pretty sure, say 3 or 4 months ago, there wouldn't be many people want to take the penalty. But nowadays, or today, we had 3 or 4 guys that were desperate to take it. And look, people miss penalties, it doesn't matter. You know, it's at least you get the ball to go and take it. Because I've been in teams before where nobody wants to take it, and it's the last man standing. So I think today, yes, it was disappointing, but look, it didn't have a huge bear in the game. What it did was, you know, it gave us maybe a slightly less comfortable last 15 minutes.
If the confidence had been a bit fragile before you came in, do you sense now that the boys are buzzing and they're certainly buoyed by the last few results?
Oh, look, and winning football matches helps, you know. But I think today, one of the big things for me was we took over 1,800 fans during the day, you know, which for me is like phenomenal. You know, we went down to Partick 2 weeks ago and we took nearly 1,000. We've come a day in the next away game, we're taking 1,800. So, you know, it shows that the fans are desperate to come and see and enjoy their football, and that reflects back in the players as well. You know, they show the confidence, they show at the end that, you know, they appreciate the support, and hopefully we can start to build momentum together. But like I say, it's 3 games in, we've still got a lot of football to play. We have to make sure we turn up again next Saturday.
Just with the crowd as well, I mean, during that season, what hurts you? I mean, every week they were packed out, they were
really that's it, and that's what you need to try and do. You know, but it comes from both, it's reciprocal. You know, the players have to show the energy. They have to want to do well, and you see that today, they go and make tackles, and look, they'll make mistakes, always do, everyone does, but you know, they come back and they help each other out, they tackle, they run, they fight for things, and then the fans see that. They're not, you know, I know what it's like, when you, as a fan, you just want to see your team work hard. You know, but days when it doesn't work, you get beat, but as long as they give 100%, and I think the players have definitely done that in the last few, certainly since I've been here.
You've said before that it starts at the front, or half-half. It's phenomenal for you, isn't it?
He's been great since I've been here. You know, and I know he's a very good player. You know, but we have him, we have McMillan, King, Aird, also the guys behind it. But you know, I'm a big believer that, you know, when we go and press, or even when we're going attacking, you know, the defence have got a big role to play in it as well. You know, if we're asking our forward players to go and run 50, 60, 70 yards to go and press people or go and break, then the defenders have to do it as well. You know, so there's a responsibility on them to help the attackers when we go and do it. So, but as a team, we're getting better, but it's early days, only 3 games in.
Cheers. Cheers.